Sotber Kemish Nadalan, Boba Yom Dor Shabi Kiva, Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael, Ez Ashir Azois Lashem, Bayom Ru Lemor. That day, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made into the Nasi. Rabbi Kiva also darshened, Oz Yashir, Shein Tamad Lomer Lemor. Why does it say Lemor? It's not like Hashem is telling Moshe to tell something to Klal Yisrael. Here, it's talking about how Moshe and Bnei Yisrael were singing. What's the Lemor? Shein Tamad Lomer Lemor, Ma Tamad Lomer Lemor. Why is it teaching us by saying Lemor? Malamish Ha Yisrael, Oinin Achrov Shal Moshe Al Kol Dover V'Dover, K'Karin Asahal, L'Kach Nemar Lemor. Rekiva learns that what Lemor is teaching us is that Klal Yisrael repeated after Rabbi Akiva the same way that they used to say Halal. And like the Gemara says, the way this would work is like Shamea Ka'ona, that when the person says something and I hear it, it's as if I said it too. And the way they would do it in the shul was that the tzibur would repeat the first thing that the shliach tzibur said, and then afterwards, like for example, by Halal, by Halu Avdei Hashem, they would say Haluka, and then every single kapitel, they would also say Haluka, almost like Amen. They didn't repeat word after word, but they would just say something afterwards. So too by Oz Yashir. So the Brice explains, so by Oz Yashir, what they do. So once Moshe Rabbeinu said Ashir Lashem, everybody repeated that. They said Ashir Lashem, because that's the beginning. And then once Moshe moved on and said Ki Go Go, they continued and still said Ashir Lashem. And they kept saying Ashir Lashem on everything he said until he finished the whole Oz Yashir. So that's how Rabbi Kiva learns. That's what Lemor teaches us. Kach Nemar Lemor. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Kikarin Es Shema, V'lo Kikarin Es Ahal. Rabbi Nechemi says that's not what happened. Really, it was like they read Shema in Shul, which is similar to the way we do it, where the Shliach Tzibur starts out and says the beginning of the Tefillah, and then everybody says the rest, and they continue. Which means that they didn't need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them what to say. Like the Shanta brings Rashi, that there's a Ruach HaKodesh that went on all of them, that they knew exactly what to say, and they all said it at the same time. And what the Torah means by Lemor is that after Moshe would say the beginning of the Shira, that would be a cue that everybody else would say it. That's what Lemor is, that he would start them off and then they would say it. V'loi kikarin es halal, but not like they read halal. And this last line of the Mishnah is to teach us, Taisyantiv brings, lafuke those that learned that it was read line by line. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu would say something and then they would repeat it line by line. Like sometimes where a katan has to read halal to the tzibur, they don't know. A katan can't be motzi halal to a tzibur. So he would read and then they would hear what he said and then they would repeat after him. Like we do in shul by Shira Malos and Tehillim. The Shluch Tzibur says it and everybody repeats after them. So one would think that maybe that's what happened. So that's why the end of the Mishnah says, V'loi kikarin es halal. Even that Shita, Rabbi Nechemi says, that's not how they did it. It's karin es shema. Everybody said Oz Yashir together.